Matthew 6, 14 through 15. Matthew 6, 14 through 15. Father, we thank you and we praise you for this word that we're about to receive. And Father, we pray that it brings life and that it encourage our hearts. And oh God, we give you praise and we thank you, God, that as the word touch your people, let it continue to encourage us. And we give your name the praise and we say thank you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Matthew 6, 14 through 15. Missionary, do you have it? I'm going to get you to read a couple of things. You can grab this mic right here. We thank God for all of you that are watching. We pray that you'll be encouraged on today. Hallelujah. Matthew 6, 14 through 15. Let's see what it says. Come on.
For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
Thank you. I want to talk to you for just a few moments, and I want you to look up the word, Google the word forgiveness. Sister Renee, Google the word forgiveness. I want to talk to you the power of forgiveness. The power of forgiveness. Come on, say it with me. The power of forgiveness. Jesus often told the people, your sins are forgiven. And forgiveness is very powerful. When you have that, let me know when you got it. You got it? Let's see, what is the definition of forgiveness? Come on.
The action or process of forgiving or being forgiven.
One more time. The what?
The action or process.
The action of what?
A process of forgiving or being forgiven.
Of being forgiven. Unforgiveness can also be very powerful. When we refuse to forgive those who have wronged us, we have come into a place of being hurtful to others. I say it again. When we choose not to forgive, we have come into a place of being hurtful to others. Because we choose not to forgive. Help me, Jesus. Forgiving is the only way to be fair to yourself. You ought to say it with me. Forgiveness is the only way to be fair to yourself. It would be fair to you that the person who had hurt you once goes on hurting you the rest of your life. Well, when we refuse to forgive, listen to me well. When you refuse to give, you are giving the person a whole total of your life because you refuse to give. You're giving them the privilege of hurting you over and over and over again in your memory. But we look at Matthew 6 and 14. It says, you forgive those who have sinned against you. Your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive, somebody say refuse. If you refuse to forgive, your Father will not forgive your sins. Joseph was the pride and the joy of his father. Though Jacob had 10 other sons, he favored Joseph and the one born to him in his old age. Jacob never bothered to hide his special feelings, not even from his other sons. Lord, help me. In fact, he expressed his favoritism by doing it visibly in front of the other sons. This did not go unnoticed by the brothers, and they began to resent their spoiled young sibling. Joseph, who was either obvious or he was either into a place of resentment, he never allowed that to affect him. Lord, help me. Joseph had to understand that he was going to be used by God at a time that his family would need him. And if you read the story, you understand the things that happened to Joseph. He was sold into slavery and went on, and things happened in his life. But he never became bitter with his family. help me talk in here. And I'm almost through. He never became bitter with his family. And you have to be careful how you choose to forgive. You can't forgive when you want to. And I say that very strong, with a very strong statement, because you never know how God is going to use you in that situation to bless the person who has harmed you. I wish I had somebody talking to me. And you want to be in a place to be used by God and not be in a place of being toe up from the flow up, where I'm in a place to help my brother and sister, but because they wrong me, I'm not going to help them because I'm still holding this in my heart. Y'all ought to talk back to me. There is power in forgiveness. There is power in forgiveness. And you don't want to dare miss that moment when God uses you. Y'all not going to talk to me. I say, I got to work here just a little bit. You don't want to be in a place of not forgiving, because God can use the very person who has hurt you to pull you out of the mess that you're in. Oh, Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. I beg the question, how do we begin the forgiving process? And everybody says it's a process. It's a process. First, we must realize and admit our part in the conflict. Okay, y'all not going to accept that one. We first must and realize and admit our part in the conflict. And then we must ask the unlimited forgiver to empower you, remembering that he has forgiven you. Decide that you don't want to keep on letting the person hurt you by holding a grudge. Somebody say grudge. We hold grudges. We hold grudges. We hold grudges. I say it again. We hold grudges. Sister Missionary, give me the definition of a grudge, because we don't understand the definition of these words, and you don't understand how it can destroy you mentally and physically because you're holding a grudge. When you don't forgive, you call pain to come in your body. Y'all not going to talk to me. Give me the definition of a grudge. What is a grudge?
A persistent feeling of ill will or resentment resulting from a past insult or injury.
Injury or persistent, it means it goes on and on and on. You holding something. Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. I preached about this one time. You making your own self sick by not forgiving. Not forgiving. So Joseph made a choice. He decided to forgive his brothers. Eventually, God fulfilled the promise he had through the dreams to bring this young man, but not before refining Joseph's character through forgiveness. Through forgiveness. When the famine hit the land, the brothers came, and they did not know that Joseph was in charge. They didn't even recognize their brother. Lord, not going to talk to me. But he recognized them. But he could immediately have them arrested, thrown in jail, and put them all through the things that he went through. But he did not. He didn't do it. He didn't do it. God put Joseph in a place that he would be able to bless his family. What if he was still holding on to that grudge? Talk to me, y'all. What if he was still holding on to that grudge? Yeah, they're the same brothers that threw me into the ground, threw me into the pit, and somebody had to come along and save me. They even wanted to kill me. But one of my brothers stood up and said, no, don't kill him, don't kill him. Let's just throw him into the pit and say that something happened to him. Some beast came along and ate him up. He could have went all the way back to that. But he chose not to, because he knew that his family needed him. Forgiveness flows two ways. We cannot separate receiving forgiveness from extending forgiveness. Forgiveness is at the once is one is forgiving is at the core of emotional well-being. Why do you think it's difficult to forgive those who hurt you? Ask yourself that question. Why do you think it's difficult for the people who have hurt you? It is fair to say that unforgiving people are emotionally sick. I say it one more time. It is fair to say that unforgiving people are emotionally sick. Their bitterness is a disease of the spirit, and it is inevitable that they are forgiving, unforgiving person eventually will experience physical illness as well. I just told you, when you don't forgive, you're calling yourself to become sick. You got to learn how to just let it go. I'm in a place of allowing things to happen to me, and I'm really realizing it to allow it to let it go. People that don't forgive can start having problems of eating too much. Y'all not going to talk to me. People who don't forgive can start having a problem of spending too much. Oh, yeah. Y'all not going to talk to me. People can have problems of going through things that don't forgive, that will hold on to things for 20 years, and they wonder why they have not been blessed, because you're still holding on to the past. You're still holding on to the past, and that's why you can't move forward. Yeah. You say, I forgave this person for this. I forgave that person for that. But you're still talking about it. Y'all not gonna talk to me. If you truly forgave them, then you truly won't talk about it anymore. You let it go. Fear of forgiving. Because you forgive doesn't mean that you're weak. I say it again. Because you forgive doesn't mean that you're weak. What are you saying, Elder Butler? I'm simply saying that when you truly forgive a person, it shows strength in your character. It shows strength in your character. How many times are we supposed to forgive someone? How many times are we supposed to give that person? Find me that scripture. Find it for me. 70 times 7. Read the scripture. Find it for me. I want them to read it. Let me know where it is. We must learn how to forgive in one day. Y'all not going to talk to me. When you find it, let me know. Holding an offense against another person places us in a good guy, bad guy picture with ourselves wearing the white hat. Imagine that we are bitter, a better than others makes us feel, but such a prideful attitude is unacceptable to God when you don't forgive. You have it? And when we hold people captive to our judgment, listen to me well. When we hold people captive to our judgment, we play God in their lives. You got it?
This is Matthew.
Come on. We should forgive them up to how many times? Where is that scripture found at? Matthew 18:21. When we talk about judgment, we play God in their lives. This places us in an unwinnable wrestling match with our Creator. Who is the Apostle James remind us sets himself against the proud in James 4:6. Misconception. Say it with me. Misconception. Misconception. When we forgive, we transfer the person from our system of justice to God's. To forgive is to recognize that the wrong done against us is the debt of sin, and all is sin against God. Therefore, in forgiving, we transfer the debt from our ledger of accounts to God's, leaving our place and leaving it in the hands of the master. It is not forgetting what happened. It would be foolish to erase from our minds some of the wrongs done to us. If we were to do so, then we would never learn from the experience and would walk right back into the same or similar situation, only to face disappointments. What can eventually be forgiven are the raw emotions associated with the event. Are y'all hearing me today? When we forgive, there is trouble, memories, and feelings gradually being diminished. It is not restoring trust in the person. Trust is earned. Said with me, trust is earned. It is something we forgive. It's something that we give to those who deserves it. And here we are in a place of talking about forgiveness. There are people, and I've said this before, and I said it many times right here in this pulpit. It's amazing how we forgive people on our job quicker than we forgive our own family members. It's amazing how we forgive people on our jobs, our supervisor, our co-workers, but we come into the church and we won't forgive our own brother and sister that we say that we love in Christ. Y'all not going to talk back to me in here today. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing, and I'm wrapping it up now. It's amazing how you're killing the favor of God on your life because you won't forgive. Oh, I said it again. It's amazing how you're killing the favor on your life because you choose not to forgive your brother and sister. He said in Luke 23 and 34, he said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. It's amazing that Jesus had to sit at the table with someone who was going to deny him and told him to his face, who are you talking about? I'm talking about you. No, not me. I'm not going to do that. I would never do that. You have to be careful. Just God, help me, Holy God. Let me move. You have to be careful. Ephesians 1 and 7 declares, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our sins according to the riches of his grace. Proverbs 17 and 22 says, sorrow weighs down the heart, but a cheerful heart does good like medicine. Somebody ought to say, be cheerful. If you want to be happy, you will wait forever. But if you choose to be happy, that is the way that you will be. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be what? Forgiven. Luke 6 and 37. Ephesians 4 and 29 tells us how to live in the attitude of forgiveness. And I really want you to get this for those of you that are watching. Ephesians 4 and 29. It tells us in the acts and the attitude of forgiveness. It said, let no unwholesome talk come out of your mouth. Speak what is good of building up others according to their needs, that it may minister, Lord, help me, Holy Ghost, I feel it, minister grace to those who listen. Don't grieve, Lord, help me, Holy Ghost, give me the definition of grieve. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit who has sealed you unto the day of redemption. Get rid of what? All bitterness. Get rid of some of the bitterness. Get rid of 10% of the bitterness. No, it says what? Get rid of all bitterness and anger and evil speaking, along with all malice, but be kind to one another. Ooh, Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. How can I be kind, Brother Anthony, to someone who has just lied on me? How can I be kind to someone who has just wronged me? How do I be kind? What is the word of grieve? Don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Give me the definition of grieve.
Grieve means to suffer grief, to feel grief for or because of, to cause great distress to someone.
To someone. Get rid of all bitterness and anger and evil speaking along with all malice. Be kind to one another. Be tender hearted. Forgiving one another just as Christ has forgiven you. We stop when it says get rid of all bitterness. We stop when it says get rid of anger and evil speaking. We take that and just rip it right out of the Bible because we want to prove a point. You can't prove a point. Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. You can't prove a point if God has not released it. Y'all not going to talk to me. Be kind to one another and be tenderhearted, forgiving one another, just as in Christ God has forgiven you, according to the words of Jesus. In Mark 11, 26, if you do not forgive, neither can my Father forgive you. There is power in forgiveness. There is power in forgiveness. There is power in forgiveness. Say it with me. There is power in forgiveness. And I don't care what you're going through. You can be delivered. You can be set free just by forgiving. You say, you don't know what they did to me, but is it worth it killing you? Is it worth it killing your salvation? Is it worth destroying your life because you choose not to forgive? How many people have you wronged knowingly and unknowingly? How many people have you hurt knowing that you've done it or knowing that you haven't done it, but you choose not to forgive? You choose not to be the person. They say, well, be the bigger person to forgive. Okay, be the bigger person to forgive, but mean it from the heart. Well, if I offended you, what you mean if you offended me? You know you offended me.
Exactly. That if business.
You know you offended me. So let's fix it. Let's fix it. We play on words and we don't understand the true definition of what we're saying and what we're doing. There is power in forgiving. And I choose today to allow that power to be in my life, to forgive. Forgive those who have trespassed me. Forgive those who have done me wrong. Forgive those who have came up against me. Because I want to live. I'm not going to hold that junk and that mess in me. Y'all not going to talk to me. There is power. There is power in forgiveness.